Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Magho with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today, set to launch projects worth 280 crore rupees at Ekta Nagar this evening. Scrutiny of nominations in progress for single-phase assembly election in Maharashtra and second-phase poll in Jharkhand. Festive fervor sweeps the country as markets come alive and homes are decked up for Diwali. Hamas expresses willingness for agreements on permanent ceasefire in Gaza. And in the Hilo Open 2024 badminton, Malvika Bansod and Rakshita Ramraj sail into second round in Germany. The Prime Minister will reach Ekta Nagar Kevadia in the evening, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees. He will also address the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aarambh 6.0. The projects to be launched today aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to inaugurate new projects including the Bonsai Garden, Sewage Treatment Plant, Sardar Sarovar Dam Experience Centre, Sub-District Hospital, Traffic Circles and Smart Bus Stop at Kevadia, which will drive further development in Ekta Nagar region. In recent year, the iconic Statue of Unity in Kevadia, the tallest statue in the world, has become a global tourist attraction. Later in the evening, the PM will address the officer trainees of 99th Common Foundation course in RM 6.0, which include 653 officer trainees from across 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of elections is underway. 634 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November. More from our correspondent.
Candidates can withdraw their nominations until tomorrow. Today is the last day for the withdrawal of candidatures for the first phase of elections. 743 candidates are in the fray. 43 constituencies will go to polls in the first phase of elections on the 13th of November. Counting of votes will be undertaken on 23rd of November. Meanwhile, during search operations, illegal materials and cash worth over 103 crore have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly elections. 29 FIRs have been lodged for violations of the Model Code of Conduct. Combing operation is being carried out in Naxal-infested areas to ensure trouble-free elections. 3 Maoists have been arrested in Panki police station area of Palamu district of the state. Jigyasa Pandey with KK Lal's report, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Maharashtra, the scrutiny of nominations for the single-phase assembly election is also in progress. A total of 7,995 candidates have filed their nominations for the 288 constituencies of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. Nominations can be withdrawn till the 4th of November. Voting in the state will be held on 20th November and counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today administered the Oath of Unity in New Delhi on the eve of World Unity Day 2024. Minister of State for Health Pratap Rao Jadhav, Secretary of Health Purna Salila Srivastav and senior officials took the oath. World Unity Day is observed every year on the 31st of October on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The event aimed to honour the legacy of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, whose vision and leadership played a pivotal role in unifying the nation. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda underscored that the foundation of Ek Bharat Shreshtha Bharat was laid by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. He emphasized the importance of national unity in fostering a cohesive and progressive society.
ये एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत जो हम देख पा रहे हैं इसकी नींव सरदार वल्लभ भाई पटेल ने रखी थी एक अच्छे बैरिस्टर होने के बावजूद भी गांधी जी के आह्वान पर उन्होंने आजादी के आंदोलन में अपने आप को आहूत किया पूरी जिंदगी लगाई और बाद में वो प्रथम गृह मंत्री बन करके उन्होंने 562 छोटी बड़ी रियासतों को बहुत कम समय में एकीकृत किया सबको यूनाइट किया और जो हम आज भारत का स्वरूप जैसा देख रहे हैं ये उनकी देन है
Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan today said that National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, has successfully led over 900 rescue operations in the last 1 year and has saved more than 3,000 people. He said this while paying tribute to the martyrs on the occasion of Shaheed Smriti Samaro in New Delhi. Mr. Mohan also said that the NDRF has emerged as a symbol of reliance and trust for the citizens. The Home Secretary mentioned NDRF's bravery and activeness during the emergencies in Uttarakhand, Wayanad, Andhra Pradesh and Sikkim. He said that the country will always remember the bravery and commitment of the martyrs.
हमारे पुलिस बल जिसमें अर्धसैनिक और राज्य पुलिस दोनों शामिल हैं हमारे राष्ट्र की सुरक्षा और कानून व्यवस्था को बनाए रखने में भूमिका निभाते हैं उनकी बहादुरी और बलिदान के परिणाम स्वरूप भी हम अपनी सीमाओं की रक्षा करने आंतरिक सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करने आतंकवाद तथा नक्सलवाद का मुकाबला करने महत्वपूर्ण प्रतिष्ठानों और गणमान्य व्यक्तियों की रक्षा करने आपदा में फंसे लोगों को बचाने और पूरे देश में शांति बनाए रखने में सक्षम है
In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces uncovered a massive cache of ammunition and warlike stores during an encounter in the battle area of the Akhnoor sector of Jammu. The operation, which took place yesterday, resulted in the neutralization of three heavily armed terrorists. Our correspondent reports that the encounter, which unfolded early Monday, saw the terrorists neutralized after intense gunfight. Upon searching the terrorists' belongings, the security forces recovered a substantial arsenal, including one M4 carbine, AK-47 rifles, numerous loaded magazines, hand grenades, and a range of tactical equipment. Alongside these weapons, the forces also seized a variety of supplies, such as solar panels, satellite phones, military camouflage uniforms, and various electrical devices, including chargers and digital watches. Further investigations are underway to trace the origins of the recovered weapons and understand the larger network behind this infiltration attempt. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. As Diwali approaches, a wave of festive spirit is sweeping across the country. Markets are buzzing with shoppers, streets are lit with vibrant decorations, and homes are decked up with colourful rangolis. In Uttar Pradesh, Ayodhya is all set to hold a grand Deepotsav today on the eve of Diwali. This will be the first Deepotsav celebration in Ayodhya after the consecration ceremony of the Ram Temple. The Uttar Pradesh government will aim for the 7th Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25 lakh diyas today at 55 ghats of Ayodhya, including Ram Ki Paidi. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and several other ministers will grace the event. A report.
As part of Deepotsav celebration, Ayodhya today morning witnessed a vibrant fusion of spirituality, culture and tradition. The Subha Yatra started from Saket Mahavidyalaya, featured 18 tableaux, 11 by Information Department and 7 by Tourism Department, which are based on the 7 chapters of Ramayana. The Yatra witnessed the participation of artists from 6 countries and 16 Indian states. Artists from different states showcased their unique culture through traditional folk dances. The lighting over 25 lakh diyas across 55 ghats, including Ram Ki Paidi, will begin in the evening. 30,000 volunteers from Awadh University have started putting thread and pouring oil in diyas. The Guinness Book team will use drones to verify the count. CM Yogi Adityanath invited everyone to participate in the historic Deepotsav in Ayodhya today via social media posts. The laser and drone show will also be organized in the evening. High security arrangements have been made for the smooth event. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Rajasthan is also bustling with activities on the occasion of Diwali. Roop Chaturdashi is being celebrated today across the state. Devotees are praying for wealth and prosperity by taking a holy dip in water bodies and ponds at various sacred places. Traditional Rangoli and Mandanas are the center of attraction at many places. More from our correspondent.
Shopping for gold and silver coins, jewelry, vehicles, electronics and other items is going on in full swing. There is crowd at the shops of sweets, puja material, dry fruits and crackers in the markets. Markets have been decorated on different themes with lighting in various districts including capital Jaipur. Devotees are also reaching the religious places and temples of the state in large numbers to have darshan and prayers. Tourist places are also bustling with tourists enjoying the rosy coolness in the weather. A large number of domestic and foreign tourists have arrived to celebrate Diwali in the Golden City, Jaisalmer, Mount Abu of Sirohi district, Udaipur, Jaipur and Ranthambore National Park of Sawai Madhopur. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
In Tamil Nadu, hectic preparations are on for celebrating Diwali. As the festivity includes traveling to the native places, the State Transport Department has made several arrangements for people to travel by state-owned buses and have instructed the omnibuses to adhere to the rules and reduce the cost of tickets. The State Health Department has issued an advisory to burst crackers in a safe manner. More from our correspondent.
Holiday has been declared for educational institutions on October 31st and November 1st for Diwali celebrations in the state. As an estimated 10 lakh people are expected to leave the city, the government is operating 11,176 buses from Chennai to various destinations. The state government has also made arrangements through the cooperative societies to deliver groceries in two packs. One pack with 14 ingredients will be sold at a cost of ₹199 and another elite pack will be sold at a price of ₹299. The shopping areas like Tinagar, Parsoakam, GA Road can be seen flooded with people rushing to buy dresses, saris and all that is needed to celebrate the festival of lights. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
This Diwali, Punjab Prisons Department is making its inmates happy and feel honoured by selling their handmade products in the market through various outlets. As jails are also known as correctional facilities, so to make the inmates self-reliant, the State Prison Department is giving them vocational training in various fields and selling their products in the market. 40% of the profit earned goes to the concerned inmates' account.
More than 15 jails in Punjab are teaching many of its inmates, including women, to make decorative diyas, candles, paper bags and sweets like besan laddus and selling their products through jail outlets, fuel outlets and exhibitions. At a recently concluded Saris Mela in Mohali, such products were kept at a special stall which sold out like hotcakes. Additional DGP Prisons Punjab, Arunpal Singh said that such initiatives motivate prisoners to excel in their given tasks. It boosts up their morale that they and their products are acceptable in the society. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Indian Railways is running thousands of special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. This year, the Railways is operating over 2,500 additional trains in comparison to the last year for the ease of passengers. Recently, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw had announced that the number of special trains increased to 7,000 this year compared to 4,500 operated last year. He said around 2 lakh extra passengers can travel by these trains on a daily basis.
इस साल 7,000 ट्रेन्स रन की जा रही है छठ और दीपावली के लिए स्पेशल ट्रेन्स यानी करीब करीब 2 लाख लोग एक्स्ट्रा डेली ट्रेवल कर पाए वो व्यवस्था की जा रही है ओवर एंड अबव दी नॉर्मल ऑल दी ट्रेन्स व्हिच आर देयर इन द टाइम टेबल.
Hamas has expressed its openness to any agreements or ideas for establishing a permanent ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. A senior Hamas official said yesterday that the agreements or ideas should include the withdrawal of the Israeli army from the entire Gaza Strip, the lifting of the blockade and the provision of relief, support and shelter, as well as a prisoner swap deal. Moving on to sports, in the Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament in Germany, many exciting matches await the Indian players in the opening rounds today. In mixed doubles, the Indian pair of Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Variyath will play against Scotland's Adam Pringle and Rachel Andrew. India's Malvika Bansur defeated Bulgaria's Ritsomera Popovska in the women's singles first round yesterday. Indian female shuttler Rakshita Shree emerged victorious over Yu Chen Hui of Chinese Taipei to reach the women's singles round of 16. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today, set to launch projects worth 280 crore rupees at Ekta Nagar this evening. Scrutiny of nominations in progress for single-phase assembly election in Maharashtra and second-phase poll in Jharkhand. Festive fervor sweeps this country as markets come alive and homes are decked up for Diwali. Hamas expresses willingness for agreements on permanent ceasefire in Gaza, and in the Hilo Open 2024 badminton, Malvika Bansod and Rakshita Ramraj sail into the second round in Germany. And with that, we end the midday news.